There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year
to get what they want.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want
obedient workers. Obedient workers.
And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all. From you sooner or later, because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long, when they tell you what to believe all day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American Dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
The 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais, thank you. It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here and your own claim, didn't you? Right. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything.
You know nothing about the real world.
If you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent,
and your God, and fuck off.
Okay? Our next presenter starred in Netflix's Bird Box, a movie where people survive by acting like they don't see a thing.
Sort of like working for Harvey Weinstein.
You did it. You did it. Shut the fuck up. That's it. Good night. Thank you. Great time. Get drunk. Take your drugs.
Let me ask you this. What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me? What's going on? A weak person cannot get to sit here and talk to you. Ain't no weak people talking to you. So what is happening in Hollywood? Nobody knows. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy. Is dismissive. I don't understand this person. So they're crazy. That's bullshit. People are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
Let me see inside those flight logs. Let me see how many politicians there are. Let me see how many actors, musicians have sold their souls just to reach that goal. If you think Epstein was a big deal, wait until you see who's been controlling it. And if you think they're such a big deal, wait till you find out who they're worshiping.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.